One of the fantastic organisations doing great work in the Hunter is Marine Rescue. Now, you may recall the 2015 superstorm that hit. Newcastle Marine Rescue had to vacate the premises at Shepherd's Hill, overlooking Newcastle Beach, due to extensive damage to that facility, and were very keen to be able to move back to Shepherd's Hill. However, they've received information in the last couple of days that have suggested that their lease has been permanently terminated. Joining us at the moment is Secretary of Newcastle Marine Rescue, Graham Silcock. Good morning, Graham. There's some questions unanswered from Council for you as far as you're concerned.
Yes, there are, Mark. We did receive on Monday a letter from Council saying our Shepherd's Hill lease has been terminated. The lease still had about 2 years to run, and we were expecting Council to repair the building and for Marine Rescue Newcastle to resume occupation of the facility. It's a wonderful facility, gives us a presence overlooking the water and enables us to support the local and visiting boating community in a very significant way. So Marine Rescue membership is quite disappointed to receive this notification, and we're wondering where we'll ever find a permanent home.
Graham, that is very sad to hear. We know that Newcastle and the Hunter are very much a coastal environment, very much a boating community as well. I guess when you guys were at Shepherd's Hill, being right there in the thick of things and were able to jump into act, I guess if we think back to the Pashabulka incident and being right there and able to get involved straight away, while Kooragang has been a blessing to have somewhere to call home temporarily, I guess everyone was under the assumption that the building would be fixed in time and you would be able to move back there. There have been some things happen at the Shepherd's Hill base, though, at the cottage, haven't there?
Yes, Mark, the council has commenced reconstruction, to their credit. However, that reconstruction is an attempt to return the cottage to a semblance of its heritage state of around about the 1900s. So they're removing some of the facilities that we had leased, the radio room at the northeast corner and the bathroom area at the southern side of the cottage as part of their restoration. And that puzzles us somewhat that they're going to end up with a much reduced cottage. We're wondering what council's agenda is for the final use of the cottage, which by the covenant that is on the cottage has to be for community purposes or recreation, both of which Marine Rescue, I think, fits the bill perfectly.
Graham, obviously you do. You have sort of been invited to be one of the people that may potentially use the site. Do you think, Graham, there are just too many unanswered questions from council? Are you getting the answers that satisfy the questions when you make the calls?
No, it's nothing definitive. The possibility of being one of the users of the cottage after it's restored is dependent on a conservation management plan being submitted by council and assessed by the New South Wales Office of Environment and Heritage, and we just don't know what the likely outcome of that process is, and it's just delaying restoration of the cottage, we think.
Graham, do you think that there already has been decisions made behind closed doors that Newcastle Marine Rescue will not re-inhabit the Shepherd's Hill cottage?
Mark, at this stage, no, I can't definitively answer that one. That would be pure speculation at this stage, but it would be nice to have open dialogue on the subject.
Graham, considering that you, at this stage at least you won't be moving back to Shepherd's Hill, what sort of plans are being made for Newcastle Marine Rescue to move forward and at least try and find a home that's a little bit more suitable and a little bit closer to where the action is?
At present, council have given us rooms in the Warrabook Community Centre from which we're operating our radio base, and that is very much appreciated. That allows us to maintain our radio operations. However, it's very much a temporary arrangement, and the communications from that site are very dependent on internet accessibility, and there is very little redundancy, which is a significant issue for an emergency service like we provide.
And I guess, Graham, it's a little bit far from the water if you've got to spring into action immediately too.
Yes, we don't have that visibility of the water that Shepherd Hill offers to be able to visually provide information to any vessel in distress from Shepherd's Hill is a big bonus, and one that we'd obviously like to pursue.
Well, Graham, we obviously feel for you guys at the moment. We know that your organisation does fantastic work across the waters each and every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hopefully we can get some answers from council for you, and hopefully, if nothing else, you can at least get a clear picture of what's going on and be able to move forward and plan for the future.
Yes, that would be our hope and expectation, Mark.
Graham, thank you so much for sharing a bit of your time with us on this morning.
Thanks very much for the invitation, Mark.
That's Graham Silcox from the Newcastle Marine Rescue, and with a bit of luck, as we said earlier, with a bit of luck, we may be able to see them back at Shepherd's Hill or at least get some answers moving forward. 2NURFM.